Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And here are the headlines that made the air 1988.
January 1st, the Dell Computer Corporation is incorporated.
February 16th, gunman Richard Farley kills 7 people inside his former workplace, ESL Incorporated, in Sunnyvale, California.
March 16th, Iran-Contra affair Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North and Vice Admiral John Poindexter are indicted on charges of conspiracy to defraud the United States.
April 12th, former pop singer Sonny Bono is elected mayor of Palm Springs, California.
May 27th, Microsoft releases Windows 2.1.
June 1st, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty banning intermediate range missiles in the United States and the Soviet Union comes into effect.
July 3rd, Iran Flight 655 is shot down by a missile launched from the USS Vincennes.
August 9th, Wrigley Field has its first night game of baseball, ending long opposition to lights at the field.
September 29th, STS-26, NASA resumes space shuttle flights grounded after the 1986 Space Shuttle Challenger disaster, with Space Shuttle Discovery going back into orbit and deploying the TDRS-3 satellite, putting the U.S. back into the space race.
October 27th, Ronald Reagan decides to tear down the new U.S. embassy in Moscow because of Soviet listening devices in the building structure.
November 8th, 1988, United States presidential election. George H.W. Bush is elected as 41st president of the United States over Democratic opponent Michael Dukakis.
Yes, you got that one right, Dukakis. December 9th. The last Dodge Aries and Plymouth Reliant roll off the assembly line in a Chrysler factory. These are some of the headlines that made the year 1988. And this year, 2024, you're listening to XY Podcasts.
Hit the music!
I would be telling the truth. I didn't think that that would happen.
Well, that's all right. We like our stumbles and fumbles.
But I will confess that I'm more than a little amused.
Oh man, I was struggling on Dukakis.
And you said it right is the ironic part. You actually pronounced it correctly. There was a lot of stuff that you mispronounced, but you got Dukakis right the first try.
How else would you say it though?
Well, exactly. It's one of the words. It's written how it's pronounced.
I guess I could have been from Chicago and said Dukakis.
Yeah, you want to talk about somebody who must have had it hard in high school, who must have had a hard time, and you know what? Somebody who must have got teased in high school.
There you go. He must have had it really hard. Got it rough. This had a long time in high school.
Sorry about that. I bumped my microphone.
Yeah, you're good. I didn't hear it.
Is this too close?
That did make me uncomfortable a little bit.
Yeah, it's making me uncomfortable too. Anyway,
it Oh, that's kind of Uncle Rapey.
What'd you call me?
Oh, there's a little Cousin Dupree there. I felt a little uncomfortable. My headphones are really good, so.
Well, at least you're clothed this time.
As far as you know, I didn't offer up any statements on my state of dress.
You shared your screen.
I shared my screen, but my camera's not on.
I'm kidding.
Listen.
It was jokes. It was all jokes, I promise.
Listen. Why is your microphone flesh colored?
That's my business.
No, they had peach colored microphone covers.
So the reason I picked 1988 is this is I call him my brother. His name, is David. About him a lot, known him for 24 plus years. And this is the year he was born, 1988.
Nice. So you guys are kind of close together then.
Real close. Yeah, he knows everything about me. Probably stuff that nobody else will ever know about me, and vice
So,
versa.
oh, sounds like. So, what's his phone number?
Sounds like I'm not giving
So,
that out.
David, my name is Scott. I need you to spill some tea.
Speaking of that, he owns Smoky Mountains Nutrition, and I want to give them a shout out as well. They're a herbal tea shop, nutrition tea.
Oh. You'll need to throw some samples this way.
Oh yeah, I could definitely can do that.
Let's see
We
if I
make
might.
sample packs. Yeah.
Nice. All right. So once again, plug that again.
Smoky Mountain Nutrition's. It is smokymountainsnutrition.com.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, and it's cool because you can text your order in or you can call your order in, and they're fast too. Like, as soon as you call, it's done within 5 minutes. Depending on how large the order is. Let me clarify that.
Looking forward to trying that.
So, let me tell you what happened Tuesday. It's kind of funny. Well, it sucks for the people that got hit. There was a van pulling out of a store, and there's a McDonald's across the street from where I work. And
Okay.
this van got hit in the side by a BMW. And it looks like, just the bumper fell off. Nobody was hurt. Okay, four cop cars, two ambulances, three fire trucks. I think that's it. Anyway,
Bang.
during all this commotion, I see coming out of McDonald's four of the EMT workers with bag full of McDonald's.
That's funny.
Was like, they took this chance to get this. Yeah, they're all right. Let's get some McDonald's.
The fries, man. That alone justifies it, the fries.
See, I do a little trick when I order fries from there. I tell them to throw it in the hash brown oil. It cooks a little longer.
Oh, okay. And they do they'll do that for you?
Mine does. I don't know if everybody does, but here, they'll do it for me.
We'll have to ask Fish if he'll do it.
And the other thing happened today. There was a emergency management crew come in. Well, the head guy, I guess. But he was saying that the water's so bad still here in East Tennessee and North Carolina that he had to call up nine semis from New Orleans that's used to this kind of weather. We're not, of course. We're not prepared for this kind of flood. And so he's got nine semis worth of emergency equipment coming up. Hopefully to relieve some people and help them drain the water.
Wow.
So many people that's lost almost everything.
Helene was no joke, man.
No, now they're talking about Hurricane Kirk. Thank you, Star Trek.
Wait, Kirk was a name before Star Trek used it. You can't be putting death and destruction on like my show. Just
Dude, I was watching the Weather Channel. They said this is the year of Star Trek hurricanes.
oh, I mean, what are they going to name the next one, Mr. Spock? What? How does that, Hurricane Picard has slammed the East Coast. What? It's one name. They have to keep coming up with like these fresh names. You realize it hasn't been that long that they started naming hurricanes after guys. They used to just all be
I
named
know.
after women.
Well, in 1958 was the last Helene, however you say the last hurricane's name. It was the last one that did this much destruction. It was crazy.
Yeah, now if they name this hurricane like James T. Kirk, well then, I'll concede the point that it's a Star Trek hurricane, but Kirk, yeah, Kirk Cameron. Okay, I can't think of any other Kirks because it's really kind of a stupid name to name your kid.
I'm waiting. This one's Star Trek. This is Star Trek Destruction.
Well, 1988, as you mentioned before, there were a lot of movies. Didn't seem to be a lot of TV, at least not a lot of premieres, but there was a fair amount of music, which you seem to have managed to find all of.
I found every bit of the 88's music. Let's just say
Yeah.
you're gonna love me. You're gonna love me.
Well, anyway, we're going to start off with the movies, which was a pretty good year for the flicks.
Yeah, not bad at all. I didn't realize that I've watched this many from that year.
So I do have some honorable mentions for the movies, but I'll just go ahead and hit the top nine first. So I'll start off with Big.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Yep. Very good flick. Number nine, Rain Man.
Rain Man.
Number eight, Tequila Sunrise.
You know, I saw that on there and I think I saw it. I didn't want to put it on my list because I didn't remember if I seen it or not.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But I confess that I probably enjoyed it to the degree that I did because Raul Julia steals every scene that he's in. I just love Raul Julia. Rest his soul. Number seven, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Remember that movie.
Six,
But anyway,
Alien Nation.
I knew he was gonna pick that one. That's a that was a given.
Number five, and this was kind of a, I don't know if this movie holds up, but I liked it back when it came out. Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead.
Horror movie.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it?
Yeah, it's about this. I guess it takes place kind of like in the backwoods. These kids are riding motorcycles and kill this kid, and his father wants revenge. And this witch conjures up the pumpkin head, which goes out and kills all the kids that killed his son.
Oh, you know what? I think I've seen this one. We might have had it, we have scary movie nights as a family. And I think that was one of them when I was younger that we watched.
Okay, nice. Number four, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
I
You
don't
know,
say it again. Send a wet team to your house.
have you seen the second one?
I have not.
I haven't either. We should watch it and then give an update on how it was on here.
Yeah, I apparently it was good. Very good sequel.
See, I've heard mixed reviews about it.
Okay. Number three, Rambo three.
Dude. I went backwards on that one. I saw the last one and then watched the first one.
Oh, okay.
and then, finish the series, but I kind of went skipped ahead a little bit.
Number two, Coming to America.
Now that was good.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall. They were both brilliant.
Oh yeah.
Honorable mention, A Fish Called Wanda.
She called Wanda.
A Fish Called Wanda. I'm not going to go into it. Just Google it, or just watch it if you can find it. It's fun. Just remember the line. It's k-k-k-ken, k-k-k-coming to k-k-k-kill me.
I'll have to see this one.
Frantic, speaking of Harrison Ford. Frantic was directed by Roman Polanski, controversial figure. And my number one pick for 1988 is one of those movies that, when it came along, it just completely shifts your film perspective. And I don't think there was a movie that quite did. There have been several movies since then that have done it, but this was the first movie that just completely, like, changed my movie going perspective. And I was just like, wow. And it was the first Die Hard.
I was about to guess it. Yeah.
Yeah, the slogan for the movie was just simply and immodestly, "It will blow you through the back wall of the theater." And I think I w saw it in the theater, I don't know, maybe three times.
Yeah.
And also, just wanted to give a shout out, mentioning Coming to America and also Die Hard 2. We lost John Amos, as well as James Earl Jones, who was in Coming to America with him.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you remember John Amos.
I do.
What are your movies, my friend?
Oh, my fr the first one is Beetlejuice because the second one's out. I watch Beetlejuice. It's really good. That's why I said we might have some copies here. My second movie is Young Guns.
Oh,
Yeah, I watched it with my dad growing
I'll make you famous.
up. One of the most famous lines in it. And you know who Michael Winslow is, right?
Of course.
Okay. Police Academy 5. Oh, what number am I on? Five. Above the Law, Steven Seagal.
You know, as much as everyone just kind of poops on Steven Seagal nowadays,
Yeah.
Andrew Davis directed a really good movie with Steven Seagal. He knew how to use him. He knew how to make him look cool. And people hadn't seen Akito showcased that way before. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a real good movie, and it's not the only one that I think is good. Like, there's a Exit Wounds that has DMX in it.
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
I liked Above the Law. Above the Law is my it's a tie between Above the Law and Under Siege. Those are my two favorite
Oh,
Steven
yeah, Under
Seagal flicks.
Siege. Yes.
And you a Andy Davis, like I said, he knew exactly how to. Andy Davis directed, oh my goodness, well, he directed The Fugitive for sure, so you should, he And he also directed Under Siege, if I'm not mistaken.
That explains why it was good. It was up there with Above the Law.
But he directed this Chuck Norris movie, Code of Silence.
Code of, I haven't seen that one.
That's one of Chuck Norris's best movies.
I'll have to check it out.
But Above the Law, and Under Siege are definitely my two favorite Steven Seagal movies. And Andrew Davis once again did The Fugitive. So you get it's not all directors are created equal. Some directors know what they're doing with Steven Seagal, some maybe not so much. But yeah, Above the Law was one of my, and I had it on VHS.
I
I
still
watched.
do. All right, number six is Twins.
Okay.
Number six
Yes.
is Arnold Schwarzenegger and
Danny
Danny
DeVito.
DeVito.
First time he worked with Ivan Reitman, but not the last.
Gotta have a first, right?
Yeah, the next two collaborations would be Kindergarten Cop and Junior.
So number seven is another comedy, is The Great Outdoors.
John Candy.
John Candy, yeah.
And who else?
Oh, I don't remember
Was
the
that
other
Dan
one.
Aykroyd?
I do remember John Candy though. His other movie was Uncle Buck that I loved. That was one of my favorite.
My favorite John Candy movie is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with
Really? I mean,
Steve
that's a good
Martin.
one. That's a good one.
My favorite scene from that movie is the car rental counter. I actually did that scene when I pledged my theater honorary in college. You know what scene I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, when Steve Martin, he goes to rent a car and it's not there, so he has to walk back from the car rental lot, across the highway, across the
Oh,
runway.
yeah.
Next.
So this is number seven, right?
Okay.
Yeah, seven. So it may sound like a kid's movie. It is not a kid's movie. It is Child's Play.
Yes, that's one of those movies that I avoided like the plague. I was like, every
What?
time it came, no, I mean, in terms of putting it on my list, I was like, I know for a fact it's going to be on his list.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not putting it on mine. I thought about it and I was like, no, because it's definitely a duplicate.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Want to play? What's funny is my oldest daughter, she'll watch like Supernatural or Scream, and I'm like, hey, let's watch Child's Play. No, not happening.
Brad Dourif, gotta love him.
I said, what's wrong? You don't want to watch a little stabby stab? I mean, you're already watching Scream.
You can't cast Brad Dourif in anything if you want the audience to not know that he's a psychopath.
Right. So,
Eight.
eight. Talking about psychopaths. This guy we already talked about, but he's a savage in the gym. Black Eagle. Van Damme movie. Crocodile Dundee 2.
Okay.
He was in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that I saw it, but I scarcely remember it.
That's me. That's why I was like, the first one I remember very well. And I've watched it like 10 times. But the second one, I'm like, it wasn't that good. It just.
It was a sequel.
Yeah. And my 10th pick is Die Hard.
What? Never heard of
Yeah.
it.
So I have two honorable mentions. The first one is Rambo 3. And the second one, I don't know if you've heard of this one or not, but She's Having a Baby. Kevin Bacon.
I hate you.
What and why?
Well, because I'm a bit ashamed of myself for forgetting that one came out in 1988. If I had remembered that, if I had remembered it came out in 1988, it would have been on my list and it would have been towards the top.
Oh, really?
That's John Hughes. First of all, we were huge John Hughes fans. And as much as I liked Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, which was a John Hughes film in 87, I owned She's Having a Baby on video as well and watched the heck out of it. It's a great number one pick. It's first of all, it's a great performance from Kevin Bacon and Elizabeth Montgomery, particularly
Right.
Kevin Bacon, because he carries the film. John Hughes, I believe that John Hughes made Jefferson Briggs kind of an avatar for himself. Because he made Jefferson Briggs a writer. He gave him glasses. And when you see Kevin Bacon wearing the glasses with the hairstyle, he kind of puts you in mind of John Hughes a bit. But Yeah, that movie had so many poignant moments. But I kind of I remember the if you remember, that was I guess she was French, that French model that he was kind of obsessed with,
Yeah,
and
I
he was
vaguely
chasing
remember that
around.
movie.
And he finally caught up with her, and she's talking with him, and then she finally leaves, and she's well, I think he said something like, "Where are you going?" He's like, "I'm leaving, because you don't know what you want." And I was like, that was just one of those one of many moments in that movie that would just that kind of just stung, you know, it hit. But that and you know the Alec Baldwin line when they're talking in the car in the beginning, and he's like, "You think I'll be happy?" He's like, "Yeah, you'll be happy. You just won't know it. That's all." I mean, that movie is filled with those kinds of moments, and of course, you know the climactic scene when you know they have to do this the emergency C-section, and you couldn't get away with being that 80s cliche now, but like using you know the Kate Bush song, and just like the montage with all like the flashbacks from the film. Yeah, they that it it was well executed. So yeah, I'm not I'm disappointed at myself for just once again not remembering that that came out in 88.
Well, it's a good movie for us to rewatch.
It is. And once again, John Hughes, that John Hughes humor is replete through the movie. I mean, just like for example, when Jake's daydreaming about like the lawnmower dance. You know, or the I stopped taking the pill. He's in the rocket car and then hits the wall and explodes. Or like when he imagines his in-laws are in the bedroom. "Get your butt a little higher, Jake." "Dear, I'm sure they know what they're doing." "If they knew what they were doing, we'd be grandparents by now."
Wow.
So, good number one pick.
I'm curious what TV shows you have listed.
I don't have a lot, but I'm just going to go through them really quick. So, my first pick is 48 Hours. And not because I watched a whole lot of it back then, I absolutely did not, but I do watch it now. And I also listen to the
Same.
podcast because I've fallen down the true crime rabbit hole. My next pick is In the Heat of the Night. Not that I watched it a lot back then either, but it was a good show and it definitely made an impact on the culture. My third pick is Mystery Science Theater 3K 3000, because you can't skip over that one.
No, I'll let you take that one. I saw it on there. I just never watched it as a, never watched the reruns of it or anything.
There are a few episodes that have become memes and cult classics. Number two pick is Whose Line Is It Anyway? Once again, not that I watched it a whole lot in 88, but I've watched it many, many seasons since then.
I think I've watched every episode now.
That is the reason that the world knows the name Wayne Brady, and rightfully so. And my number one pick is going to be a show that you probably don't even know is a British comedy, a British sci-fi comedy called Red Dwarf.
No, haven't heard of it.
My wife got me into it years ago because I think it was airing on like public television, and it's brilliant. But yeah, that's my number one pick for TV. Once again, giving myself a whole lot of stuff to cut out. But your picks for TV, please.
It's a good pick.
Thank
I
you.
have five and two honorable mentions. The first one is my absolute favorite. I still watch all of them, today. Roseanne.
Yep, that was the
Yep.
other thing that I came across that I was like, I'm absolutely not putting it on my list because it'll be a duplicate.
You knew I had to pick that one. You
I
just
absolutely knew it.
did.
I would have thought something was wrong with you if you hadn't.
You'd have personally called me, hey, you all right?
I'd have been like, all right, who are you and what have you done with my friend?
Number two is Into the Heat of the Night.
Oh, that
Yeah.
sounds familiar.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I don't know.
Number three is The Wonder Years.
That narrowly avoided being on my list. It had the virtue of being a show that I didn't watch, but I thought about putting it on because of, once again, the impact of the culture.
Right. It's a good show. Number four is Garfield and Friends.
I came across that one also.
Who doesn't love lasagna? Anyway. Number five is Whose Line Is It Anyway? We already talked about that one.
Man. Okay.
And, Wayne Brady.
You're out.
Oh, I like Wayne Brady.
Is Wayne Brady gonna have to choke a bitch?
Oh, Chappelle.
Yeah.
What's the other one he's in? There's a singing show he does.
Oh, well,
Don't
he
forget the
did.
lyrics.
Oh, he's on that.
Yeah, he did like seasons of that. I forgot how many, but he was on that one.
He won like the second season of The Masked Singer.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I need to check that out. So my two honorable mentions, you're gonna laugh at one of them, I think. But this one is America's Most Wanted.
I'm not gonna laugh at that.
No. That one's I watched that with my uncle growing up.
Sad story, actually, the John Walsh, how that
Yeah.
show got started.
He wanted to make an impact and he made a big one.
He did, yeah, but his, this, I don't think, and I don't think to this day he ever found out what happened to his son.
I
I
don't
mean,
think so
who
either.
did it?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
My other honorable mention is Yo MTV Raps.
Okay.
I used to watch that. I was homeschooled in seventh grade. That's what would be on the TV.
Well, finally, moving on to music. So my music picks are pretty simple and straightforward, and I will be brief so that I can make myself comfortable for the encyclopedia of music that you're no doubt going to drop on us. So, and I surprised myself with this first pick, but I found myself singing along to it many times, so I put it on the list. Faith by George Michael. My next pick is Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. Next, and once I kind of surprised myself with this one also, but it's If It Isn't Love by New Edition. And the reason I picked it is because in my mind, when that song, when they released that song in that video, the boy group, which at that point I listened to New Edition because it was kind of like obligatory. It's like, oh, if you're a young black kid, you got to listen to New Edition because, it really wasn't because I was a New Edition fan. But when they released that video, they were grown at that point, and their sound was different. The production was different.
Right.
Their vibe was different, and Bobby Brown had actually left by that point, but they picked up Johnny Gill. But it was a different, it was a definitely a different feel, and that album was fire.
I've listened to so much of New Edition.
Can You Stand the Rain was probably my favorite hit off of that album. My next pick, I didn't surprise myself with, but it might surprise you. The Valley Road by Bruce Hornsby and the Range.
That is a surprise to me.
I can't tell. I listened to that song even, I probably played that song just last week. My final pick is Wild Wild West, not the Escape Club version, but the Kool Moe Dee version.
And you're not talking about the Will Smith version, right?
No. Although the Will Smith version definitely bit the cool Modi version.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this about the cool Modi version. It's not very good.
It's on your list.
It's on my list. It's on my list because at the time when it came out, it was, we were all listening to it, we were all jamming to it, but it's not the best rapping you've ever heard. And if you've heard the song, you know what I mean.
There's some pretty bad ones, though.
Well, I mean, it's not the worst one you've ever heard, but it's not, it's definitely not great.
So it's in the same category as WAP. It's just not great.
It's not great, but it's got a good beat, and you know, it's got some swagger. So I still listen to it, but I can't pretend that it's good. Actually, the Will Smith version, in terms of just the quality of rapping, is better.
Right. I'll start from the top and go straight down to my list. This song actually I heard today. I wanted to know what it was like. And it's Got My Mind Set on You by George Harrison.
It's funny. I saw that one. It wasn't a great chance it was going to end up on my list, but I like George Harrison's writing.
Yeah.
He was probably one of the best writers of the Beatles. I think he was the best writer of the Beatles, actually.
It was a catchy song too. I was like, yeah, I could jam to this.
Now, George Harrison couldn't sing really well, but it, you know, like many artists of that generation, it really didn't matter. I think Paul McCartney was the only one of the Beatles who could really remotely sing. The rest of them really couldn't. But
Yeah.
George Harrison, in my mind, was by far the best songwriter. And he put out some of the most memorable singles after they broke up.
Just from writing,
Yeah.
not even the vocals.
Yeah. I
Which
mean,
is,
he, you know, he could, I guess he
that's a
could,
musician.
yeah. I respect the legacy that he left behind. George Harrison was a real deal.
My next pick is a repeat. It is Faith by George Michael's.
And as I mentioned in previous episodes, it was one of those songs that was kind of elevated by the video.
Yeah, the video is pretty good.
Yep, and that's because George Michael is good in it. Kind of the same thing with I think it was 94 that Seal released Prayer for the Dying.
Yeah.
The video for that was just basically centered on him forming the song. But he had such gravitas and he had such presence that, you know, it makes the video work. And
Steel is one of my favorites. Yeah.
yeah, one of mine too.
And you might laugh at my next pick
We'll
because
see.
you just got Rickrolled.
No.
Never gonna give you up by Rick Ansley.
I'll slap yourself. Next.
Will quickly go to the next one now. Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
I kind of figured that was going to end up on your list.
Yeah, that one has to be on the list. That's one of my dad's favorite songs and groups. And this is another one you're probably going to slap me for. Ready for this?
Probably not.
All right, I just need you to do one thing. Get out of my dreams and get into my car.
But
By Billy Ocean. Dude,
how'd that end up on your list?
it's a good song.
But you don't like Billy Ocean.
I like that song though.
Well, next.
This Love by Whitesnake?
Not surprised that ended up on the list either. I did see that one.
Yeah. And everybody's gonna love this next one because it's so sweet. It's Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Okay. I didn't come across that one, but definitely not a surprise.
Yeah, all these rock bands that I'm mentioning, this era was definitely, I have a CD case full of them from my dad.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. At that time, Def Leppard's drummer only had one arm, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah,
And he was like the best in the world.
you got to give a guy props if he can drum with one arm. I mean,
Especially you hear that doo 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 doo, and you just got one arm.
now, in my opinion, the best rock drummer ever in the history of drumming, period, was Neil Peart.
What band?
Rush.
Okay. I have a Rush CD in there.
Yeah, Neil Peart was just crazy good. But yeah, I mean, if you've got one arm and you can drum like your boy from Def Leppard,
You need an award.
right?
Yeah. That dude's got skill.
Yes.
This next pick might actually surprise you.
Okay.
Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson.
I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked. No.
No. I figured you'd be like, what?
What's a good song?
Oh, it is, yeah.
And Michael
Sure,
Jackson
sure.
had some songwriting skill.
My daughter listens to this song like crazy. And the next pick is Bad Medicine by Bon Jovi.
Okay.
I have some pretty good stories about that song. Anyway, that's for another day. Actually, that's for when I talk to you on a phone call. That's when I'll tell you some stories about me and that song.
I will hold you to that.
Will not release the evidence anyway. My next pick is Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember when I was 16, I just had got my license, and me and my mom drove all the way to Florida from here. It's about a 16-hour drive where we went to Fort Meade. You know where that is?
No, not offhand.
Next to Orlando.
Okay.
We drove all the way to Florida listening to nothing but the Beach Boys the whole way there.
Well, it's kind of cool that they've released enough music that they, kind of sustained you through the trip.
Yeah, I mean that's what we wanted to listen to. We put it on. I had this little bitty like a MP3 iPod thing, and it held so much music, but all of it was Beach Boys, and that's what we listened to all the way there. It was just a neat trip.
Okay.
And my last pick is I Don't Want to Live Without You by Foreigner.
All right. I recall that song.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't want to live without you, Scott.
Well, I don't want to live without you either.
Oh, bro hug. And I have two honorable mentions. Nothing But a Good Time by Poison.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a upbeat. I like that song. And this song, it means a lot to me. This next one. It's called Wait by White Lion.
Oh, that wait.
No, not that one. And not the Whisper song.
But not that wait.
Not
Not that
that
weight. A different weight.
no. 36 years ago, wait.
The Whisper song was like not yesterday though either. That was what, but 15 years ago?
I believe so. It's around 15, yeah.
Oh. Oh man, 88 was the shizzle. It was it's a lot of good stuff happening. Good music picks, brother.
Oh, well, thank you.
But with that, I think that we've got another one for the books. So I think it's time for some housekeeping.
Well, I guess I'll wrap this one up for us. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and find peace in the pain and win the war that you tell nobody about.
Good words. All right, everyone. I've been Scott.
I'm Sam.
And this has been XY Podcasts. Guys, take care. God bless. And we're out.
I like sauerkraut. Right in the garbage can, because that's where sauerkraut is.
Yeah. So, what was that? The USS? What did you say? The bin?
March 16th, Iran-Contra affair. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North and Vice Admiral John Poindexter are indicted on charges of conspiracy to defraud the United States.
That would be indicted. You want to take that again?
Indicted? What did I
Indicted.
say? Is it indicted?
You say indicated. You said indicated.
I said indicated. Cut. All right.
April 12th, former pop singer Sonny Bono is elected mayor of Palm Springs, California. Springs.
July 3rd, Iran Flight 655 is shot down by a missile launched from the USS Vincennes.
Vincennes. You want to take that one
Vincennes.
again?
I'll take that one again. Oh, man, you screwed me over on this one. Oh, I hate you.